Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 12th. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett dropped out of the race for president Tuesday night after a disappointing showing in the New Hampshire primary. The Denver Post reported that the Democratic U.S. Senator from Colorado was winning support from just 0.3% of New Hampshire voters, with 85% of the precincts reporting. The 55-year-old's cash-strapped campaign failed to stand out in the crowd after focusing on New Hampshire's primary for the last few months. Businessman Andrew Yang, whose New Hampshire results were in the low single digits, also dropped out on Tuesday. Bennett had outlasted former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, whose short-lived run for president ended in August. He is now running for Colorado's other Senate seat. Bennett got a later start than most of the field, announcing his candidacy last May after spending the previous month dealing with a prostate cancer diagnosis, surgery, and then recovery. As a candidate, he put forth what he considers the most coherent set of policies in this race on health care, immigration, and other issues. Dubbed the Real Deal, they tend toward the pragmatic and centrist compared with the broad-reaching, costly plans issued by his rivals, such as Medicare for All. Bennett put in a long day of stumping Tuesday, acknowledging that he needed a third or fourth place finish in New Hampshire to continue in the race. From Capitol coverage, dozens of protesters gathered in downtown Denver on Tuesday to fight the Trump administration's effort to scale back a major environmental protection law. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Some dressed as polar bears and one carried a cardboard cutout of an elk outside of a public hearing on the proposed changes to the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Anne Essen of Vail is worried the effort will clear the way for homes to be built on elk habitat in Colorado.
When you're talking about threat to bighorn herds or to the elk population in Eagle County, it is imperative that we have a chance to speak up for these critters.
The Trump administration says environmental reviews required under NEPA only delay important road, bridge, and dam projects for years, and some should be exempt from them. Environmentalists and state officials say the rules protect wildlife and water. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And this is from a press release. Colorado Parks and Wildlife reminds citizens that big game wildlife does not need our help to get through a winter, and that feeding them is not only illegal, but does more harm than good. The annual reminder holds true across the entire state, but this one is being issued after egregious incidences have been discovered by wildlife officers in Jefferson and Park counties. One incident occurred in the Berland Ranchettes subdivision of Bailey, where a homeowner was feeding deer in his yard, and the deer would rush towards the resident from surrounding properties when he was outside. A second act was by an Evergreen resident who was luring deer into her home where she would feed them human food. Wildlife officers contacted both parties and charges were filed. Violations for feeding big game wildlife can result in a $100 fine per occasion of feeding, plus mandatory surcharges. Wild deer are meant to be out in the wild. They are not meant to be pets. Feeding them leads to trouble for both wildlife and humans alike. Attracting deer to your property by providing food for them causes animals to congregate in one area. It disrupts their natural migration patterns, can lead to resident herds that degrade habitats, enables the spread of diseases like chronic wasting disease, and also attracts predators. Feeding issues involving big game are a common problem across the state. They are seen in Evergreen, Conifer, and Bailey, where wildlife officers contacted a dozen individuals for feeding big game back in January. Not only does the feeding of big game animals change their natural migration, it disrupts their digestive systems. Big game animals can die if fed the wrong food. In local election news, from the Delta County Independent, Paonia and Hotchkiss recently announced candidates for the April 7th town council elections, while Crawford canceled its election. Paonia candidates for trustee are Timothy Kelly, Luna Archie, Michelle Pattison, Carolyn Deal, Bill Baer, Tammy Meck, Mick Johnson, Dave Knutson, Monica Foguth, and Karen Budinger. Citizens can vote for up to five candidates. Deal, Baer, Knutson, Pattison, and Budinger are all currently on the town council and are running for re-election. Current trustee Mary Bochran and former trustee Bill Bruner will contend for the Paonia mayor's seat. Hotchkiss candidates for trustee are John Marta, Jim Wingfield, Patrick Webb, and Terry O'Brien. Citizens will select three trustees for 4 years. The town of Crawford canceled its election after receiving only three valid petitions for trustee and one for mayor. Wanda Goforth will continue as mayor. John Patton, John Peed, and Gil Saunders will be the new town trustees. The deadline for Delta residents to submit applications to run for a position on the town board of trustees also passed. The finalized list of candidates was released at the February 4th meeting. The city of Delta, which is split into three districts as far as the council is concerned, has two candidates for District A, current mayor Ron Austin and Kathy Boyd, who is not currently on the council. District B also has two candidates, current trustee Gerald Roberts and Ryan Crick, who does not currently serve on the council. The open council member-at-large seat has only one candidate, Mark Broom. The new council will elect the mayor and mayor pro tem at the regular city council meeting following the April 7th municipal election. The date of that meeting will be April 21st. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 12th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.